Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome out, folks. Welcome out tonight to Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio for Labor Day 2014, September 1st. The first Monday in September is always Labor Day. Hats off to the majority of the people on the planet who basically work their butts off. That's my celebration for Labor Day. How much people do to survive, to get by, to make things work. God bless them, and God bless the people who do the hard stuff in life and fix our roads and our cars and our tires and so forth. We appreciate it. So to all you folks in Labor Day, the good, the bad, the ugly, happy Labor Day to you. Wanted to get my co-host, Melissa Berman, with me. By the way, my name is Gary Wimmer. Didn't introduce myself till now, but I will be taking callers along with Melissa, and we'll be giving short readings to you folks. And Melissa, such a pleasure to work with you, my dear. Tell us, remind us maybe about yourself, okay?
Hi, Gary. Hi, everybody. I hope you're having a good day, barbecuing, picnicking, hanging out, whatever you're doing. Yeah.
Looks like it. Looks like it. Yes, sir.
Yep, under the willow tree. Yes, so we've come together to do some intuitive spiritual coaching and psychometry and channeling and all blessed work of the highest order. You know, I do a lot of work with candles and herbs and oils and all the good stuff, but the work we'll do tonight together is me working with my team and connecting to the teams, and we would say team, your angelic team of those who call in, and getting some guidance. I do ask for my personal readings if people can be specific in their questions so we can get right to it, since we are limited with time with these kind of sessions. I know with you, Gary, what do you tell us about your fabulous tell me how to say that?
Lithomancy.
Lithomancy. I wanted to go lithomancy because I wanted to be British about it for a moment. But that lithomancy.
Yeah, I used to pronounce it lithomancy, you know, but it is lithomancy.
Lithomancy.
Like lithograph. And it's a
cool
method I learned in 19. Yeah, it's a method I learned in 1980 from a very gifted psychic. It's basically reading patterns of stones. And the way I do this, and what I'll do for your callers tonight, is I use 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And I drop them into this circle. When you folks say drop, I'll explain that as we get into it a little bit more. And I read the pattern like a clock. So I can kind of give a general reading covering a whole lot of issues in a few minutes. I call it 3 minutes, 3 months in 3 minutes. and we're going to try to give both Melissa and I will give the first couple of you callers a little bit of both of us. We might rotate when the room fills up. But again, Melissa, it is a pleasure to work with you. And
you
we
too,
are going
Gary.
To... Yeah, always love your bubbly energy.
And
there you go. There you go. You used to be you're an actress too, correct?
I'm a performer. So I do theater and dance and music and jazz and blues and you name it.
Yep.
I've done film and TV and all that good stuff, radio.
We have a lot in common. You've You've probably done more of that media than I have, but I've been a musician for my whole life and about the last 10 years an actor. There's not quite as many roles for a guy my age as there's for a pretty woman or guy in his 20s, but, you know, that's life. You know?
Yeah, but you've got your own look and your own sound, so, you know, make it work. You could do a one-man show.
Hey, I've done it most of my life.
Oh, I have a question for you. When you were studying lithomancy, were you mm-hmm. always interested in astrology? Was that something that you were drawn to as well?
Well, actually, in the late 60s, I got interested in psychic ability, reading a lot of Casey and so forth. And in the 70s, I started giving readings just with regular playing cards. I read a couple books about a system, and I kind of used that system. I always, all along the way, picked up a little bit about astrology. I didn't necessarily ever do charts, but I learned a lot about what the planets and signs were just from dealing with psychic ability and methods and so forth. In 1980, when I met this lady named Alice Worrell, she showed me this method, and since then I've concentrated a lot more on the planets and so forth. So it's used... Astrology is used in lithomancy, but it's not necessarily the same thing as an astrological chart, so to speak.
It's awesome, because like when a planet is retrograde, does that affect your reading? So like when people do tarot, and sometimes a card will come upside down, and that affects the reading as if the card's the other way. If a planet is retrograde, does that have anything, does that affect it? Is that another layer of a message? Like Pluto's retrograde right now, it's going direct in a few weeks. And if Pluto comes up in a reading, is it basically just the essence of Pluto and transformation?
Yes, but ironically...
Paula, just thought I'd ask.
No, it's a very valid question. I don't necessarily know what planets are in retrograde, so I don't follow it as much as, say, an astrologer would. However, I'm sure it affects it. And
yeah,
because
I do some astrology, too.
Yeah, because I don't keep a record of it, I don't really know. I'm sure it affects it. Everything affects everything, as you know.
Yeah.
I may not be conscious of it, but if it's retrograde, I have noticed in the last couple, 4 or 5 days, I've done a lot of reading for people, and Pluto seems to always be pretty prominent recently.
Wow. Well, you know, it's been retrograde, for 5 months. It's going direct on the 22nd, and Pluto in Capricorn. Pluto hasn't been in Capricorn since the American Revolution.
Ah, a good time for a new foundation.
Mm-hmm. So we're, you know, bombarded in Uranus and Aries, and it's squaring off with Pluto and Capricorn, and then Mars and Saturn have both been in Scorpio, and it's been just amazing, and Jupiter and Leo. It's just been a lot of this balancing act and this bombardment, and, you know, the whole thing with Pluto and Capricorn, people misusing their power, all being called to justice. It just doesn't seem to, you know, and they're getting called out on their stuff, and they're having to be held accountable, and it's just interminable sometimes. It just feels like it's so relentless, but, you know, here's a new month. Happy September, everybody. Woo-hoo! August was intense. 31 days seemed like about 31,000 years. I don't know if anybody else felt that. Like, part of it went by Zippy the Pin, and then part of it was, are you kidding me? What? It's only the 29th, only the 30th. And I, you know, wanting to appreciate every moment and the divine's glory, there were just some moments in this past month that, you know, now we're in September. It's like, yeah, holla, the ninth month. It's good.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah,
only
did you
little...
find that with last month? With a little, like, what? What?
August in Texas is like, what, anyway? It's just like, can we make it through September? Because it really doesn't start getting cold in central Texas till, you know, middle October starts getting cool, you know?
Now, you guys get snow, though, right?
No, not down in Austin. The Panhandle.
Well, what do I know?
Lubbock, yeah, Lubbock, Amarillo, even Dallas-Fort Worth area, El Paso,
really?
They get snow. But when you get below Waco, it's very rare, once in a while. You know, once in a while. I remember several years ago, we got about 4 or 5 inches, but it's very rare.
Wow.
You know, and of course, the further south you go, you don't get it at Brownsville ever. But
right,
you get it every
right.
year at Lubbock and Amarillo. It's a 800-mile difference between the southern tip and the northern tip of Texas.
Texas is a big old state. It's bigger than you can imagine.
Big old state, and our big old governor's going through a big old problem right now because of a lot of reasons. So.
Oh, too bad, so sad. I'm sorry. I won't
get
too political tonight, but, you know, there it is.
Hey,
you know,
it is what it is.
hey,
all
you know
right.
what? Get called okay. out on your stuff. I mean, I think the saddest thing for me was when the governor of Louisiana turned out to be corrupt. I think that was the most
mm-hmm.
heartbreaking thing. Ray Nagin, I just
mm-hmm.
was heartbroken because he sought those sweet folks through Katrina, and then
I know.
The fact that that happened, I that was the heartbreak. Heartbreak.
But New Orleans and Chicago, you know, have notorious for having corruption. It's just something in the water supply.
Something in the water supply is like bootleg whiskey. I don't know.
It may be it.
Honey.
Well, we're going to move on and take some callers. And just to give you folks an idea, I'm going to give you a couple area codes first. 912-402 and 313. And don't hang up and call back in. You'll move to the end of the line. So stick with us.
Oh,
we'll probably get to all
also,
you folks.
If
go ahead.
If folks have had a reading with us or with any of the other hosts in Jethro, we're going to have to probably skip over you. I don't know if that's something you do, Gary, but we've been kind of trying to be really fair with everybody, and we don't want people to, as we say, misuse the oracle. So if you got a reading with Gary and me last week, save it for a month. Don't, you know, take what we give you and savor it, because this is divine guidance, and we want everyone to really have some reverence for it and learn and grow and not just feel that, you know, you have to keep at that with a reading every day or every week. It's not advised. What say you about that, Gare?
No, I agree. It's not a fix. You take information, then you go apply it.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah, yeah.
So if you notice some repeat, let us know, Melissa, and
I will.
We're going to start with 912. 912, are you there?
Hello.
Area code 912.
Hello, this is Jamar.
Jamar, how are you, my man?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let Melissa answer a couple questions for you. Melissa, this is
Hi, Jamar. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, how can I help you?
Well, I feel like I have a connection with the star system called Pleiades.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm actually Pleiades. And I feel like they have things, they have messages to give me, you know, as far as like with my purpose and what I'm supposed to do, you know, and I just want some closure on that, if I can.
Well, you definitely have a connection. You do sort of travel at night. You like, when some people astrally project, you're traveling through night. You're trying to garner information for this lifetime. So don't feel that you have to be impatient about this unfoldment. You may also want to check out, I think it's not Barbara. Oh, there's an author who's...
Barbara Mick something?
Yeah, I can't pronounce it, but have you checked out any of her writings?
Yes, I have.
Okay, is it resonating with you at all?
Yes, it definitely resonated.
Okay, so kind of keep working with that. You want to do a little bit of meditation on this and ask for clear guidance in protective space. It feels like you go on a spaceship once in a while at night. It feels like when you're in deep, deep sleep, you're traveling. So that's a gift, you know. It's a gift. It's a planet that you studied with, you studied on. You're not Pleiadian, though.
Okay.
That's not your heritage. But you're being guided to studying there. Your star system, they're saying you passed by Orion. I'm asking if you're from Orion because we don't want you to be from Orion. But you're not.
What you were saying?
I just said your guys are saying you're not Orion, but you've studied that. You know, you've done a lot of intergalactic, like dualistic battling. You've done this sort of knight versus, you know, the bad guy. So you're kind of healing from that. Your soul is healing from that. And so the Pleiadians are, you know, they're sort of like the bridge that crosses through it. Talk to the lion elders. They're lion elders and lion. Beautiful lion souls from Sirius, and, you know, check that out, too, because that might resonate with you. They're called the lion beings of the our team, we call it lion beings of the higher dimensions. They're from the sixth and seventh levels. I can't think of the name of what it's called. It's dimensions. But yeah, you're traveling at night, and so what's happening for you is that you're gathering information, but you are not from the Pleiades.
Do you know which one I'm from?
That I've been asking your team the whole time, and they want you to do a little bit more research. Research Arcturian, research Pleiadians, research Sirians, research the lions, and you're going to know when you research what you are. We're not, meaning my team, your team is not letting me know, because that's going to be a self-discovery. But you aren't from the Pleiades, but you do visit that. You did travel. You're garnering information from that. And don't worry about it. It's a gift. All of this is a gift. Stay light and stay humorous about it. That doesn't mean you're making fun of it. It just means be more humorous with it. You know, enjoy it more. It's not a punishment. It's an unfoldment.
Yeah.
Gary, what say you, love? Oh, did you want to add to that, Gary?
No, I thought you were right on target, and you were the specialist at that, so I'm going to leave that. I did feel right toward the end when you said about humorous lightheartedness. Yeah, I feel like Jamar really needs to lighten up and be more spontaneous and be more visionary and be more not worry about things so much. You know, just plow forward with a lot of optimism and faith, and as you do that, your own path is going to unfold more before your eyes. And no matter where you're from or what sort of heritage you've got way out there, you're still living the here and now on this planet right here. So be sure and be aware of every moment what the signs are telling you as far as what to do on this planet here while you're here. Does that make sense to you, man? I feel like you need to take some more risks on yourself here on this level.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
And don't be afraid to.
All right.
Hey, Jamar, you have a good night, brother.
Thank you, too.
You take care, Jamar.
My man.
Thank you. All right.
Have a good evening. And moving right along, we are going to area code 402. 402, you there?
Hi.
Hi. Gene, is that correct?
That's correct.
Hey, Gene. Good to have you with us.
Hello. Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, meet Melissa, Gene, if you haven't already.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a question. Just recently I've made a big career change, or I'm making one right now. It's changing my career, and I'm kind of worried about it. Am I doing the right thing, and what are you picking up?
Is this yours with Gary? You want me to do this one, or you want to?
Either way, I mean, I can.
It's your turn. You go, baby. And then if I hit to get anything, I'll tune in too. We can both do it.
I'll tell you what,
Gary.
Pardon me?
I'll think in terms of career, in terms of the next couple months. How's that? Does that make sense to you, Gene?
That makes sense. Absolutely.
So I'll use these 16 stones and tell you what I see about it. And I'm warming them up, putting your energy and your question into them. And all you have to do, my dear, whenever it feels appropriate, is just say drop. And I'll drop these stones and I'll tell you what the pattern shows. Okay?
Okay.
Drop. So whenever you... There you go. All right, well, you know, you've got Neptune on the very top. You've got Jupiter, you've got Venus. You've got a lot of stones here on the very top that are showing you not only you have a lot of skill set from the past and a lot of luck and fortune, but you're starting to envision like long-term plans for yourself. And that certainly has to do with career as well as relationships, it feels like. Now, you're making some choices right now on career. You're trying to find out what job to take. Was that your question?
Well, yeah. Basically, I've put in my notice. I'm changing what I used to do, home health care. I'm going into a different field, and I'm kind of nervous about my choice here. I'm hoping I'm going in the right direction.
Oh, yeah. Good choice. Good choice. Go ahead,
Gary.
Yeah,
that's the same thing I feel. I feel like if anything, what you're facing is your own fears of your own success. because you seem to have you seem to come out with things smelling like a rose more often than not. You've got a lot of determination. You've got a lot of like ambition, intelligence, and things like that. And sometimes you like trip yourself up on your own intelligence. Your own intellectual mind is throwing in doubts where you don't need them. There's enough doubts on just there's enough things to deal with just on a practical level of education, of getting customers, of getting things lined up. You don't need any of the doubt in there. So I feel like the whole thing you're going through is to cure you of doubt, because you're going to be a success in any situation you choose. That's what I'm feeling. And it feels like by the even the first week or two, there's got a lot of the Jupiter, Neptune, and the Venus are showing there's a lot of good relationships you're forming here in these next couple weeks to move forward. And I feel like you're going to be very lucky with your own, with your business, your new venture, your new job. I really do. That's
yeah,
kind of what
I'm good. Yeah, your guides are saying moving forward.
Amen.
Keep that as your mantra, moving forward.
Moving forward. Oh, that's good to know. Because I do doubt myself. I've been in this for almost 4 years with the same person, and now I'm leaving this person in the next couple of months, and you know, it's a huge decision, but I know I have to move on.
Good choice. No, it's the right decision, and you just have to trust it and allow it to unfold. That's the word for all of us, unfoldment, and be aware of, you know, new people coming in and the gifts that you have, how you share your gifts with other people, and how you can receive gifts from other people as well. So it's a big deal for you, for your spiritual path as well.
I feel like my dad, too. My dad passed away 24 years ago, and I feel like he's around me, and he's kind of giving me some guidance, too.
He actually is. I was seeing Pluto next to the sun here, and I was about to say something about that, something about the past, bringing you power. So, yeah, he really is communicating with you. Look for his signs. You know, remember, he can't talk like I do, but look for the signs. Look for the signs.
That's great.
You're in a good position,
thank
girl.
You.
You probably underrate your ability. That's what I think.
I think I do.
You do. You got a lot of potential. And this is going to bring a lot of fresh changes into your life, which are necessary. You need this freshness. And that's what's
absolutely
really going to move you on.
I've been burnt out, but...
Yep, you need this freshness.
Change. Yeah, the word is enjoy. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yep. God bless you, Jean.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care,
so
Jean. All the best.
Both of you. Thank you.
Yay.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too. Take care.
Thanks for being with us. And remember, all you folks can go listen back on the archives and either download this show or just listen to it on the archives. Go back to this show about an hour after the show finishes, and you should be able to click on from there. Moving forward, this is area code 313. Are you there, 313? Hi.
Hi,
what a nice
you?
Voice. What's your name, my dear?
Thank you. Sherelle.
Sherelle.
Oh, no, Sherelle. You call every week, honey. I, Gary, you can, but I'm going to pass because every day you're calling Sherelle. Every week, you know, you've got to trust your intuition so much more than what you're doing. That's going to be my 2 cents. You can take this one, Gary.
One
just
quick question, Sherelle.
I just wanted to know where I was at on my spiritual journey. Please and thank you.
I think you're making good progress, and I think of anything, you asking the question keeps you looking to make new ground. That's what I feel. And I think it's going to not only help you make new ground, but it's going to help you with a lot of feelings of where you feel like you didn't get the right side of the deal, or life cheated you, or something. It's going to have a big effect on you. As far as bringing you to a point of, screw it, there's no complaint department, I'm going forward. So I think it's really good. I think the fact that you're asking the question is good. And I think next couple months, you're going to grow a lot in that area. Keep asking that question. Keep growing. Okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a good night, and God bless you.
You too, my dear. God bless you, my dear.
Okay.
And we are moving to area code 404, next followed by 215 and 920. So you folks stay with us. This is area code 404. Are you there?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Martin.
Martin? Is that correct?
Yes.
Martin, I'm going to introduce you to Melissa. Melissa, this is Martin.
Hello, Martin.
Hello.
How old are you, Martin?
I am 38 years old.
Wow, you sound really young. That's so great.
Yeah, you do. You really do, man. That's a compliment to you.
That's so cute. How can we help you, Martin?
Yes. I've been seeing patterns regarding a certain situation, and I want to kind of get your input on some possibilities why I'm seeing this pattern.
Can you be a little bit more specific about, you seeing
there
like...
There is a female friend that I've been friends with for 5 years, and we had a conversation some time ago regarding that our friendship is just a friendship, mm-hmm. yet it seems like I'm feeling like I'm prompted that I should still pursue more romantic with her, but even though she's not being receptive, I mean... Her name keeps on popping up like 3 times in 1 weekend. I end up dog sitting someone's dog who's the same breed as her. I just get in a men's small group and find out that one of the men has a daughter who's the same name as her. So I'm just like, it's like I'm just constantly getting her name coming up, and I'm kind of like, you know, not sure whether or not I'm reading it wrong, and, you know.
It feels almost like, unfortunately, because she has already set the boundary, correct? She set the boundary
yeah.
instead of just friends. So it's almost like, I don't want to say tested, but it's almost like, it just feels like an invasion of your space, that you're trying to move forward and you're trying to move on, and here comes this sort of bombardment. And that feels like you need to do a little bit of shield work. Are you familiar with that, like psychic protection, shielding work? Because this feels like, it feels like a psychic, not so much an attack, but more like a psychic invasion, as opposed to you being able to be free to move forward. So you want to kind of work with, you can do like a sea salt shower, get yourself more into the light. I know this is like, these are tools to work with while you just release this, because it's not healthy what's going on for you, and you don't want to read into it too much because you're trying to move on. There's somebody better coming for you. So it feels like you just need to kind of detach from this, release yourself from it, do a little spiritual, you know, woo-woo on it, and get yourself, you know, cut the cord on it. Gary, what about you? What say you?
Well, actually, I was agreeing with you 100% because that's what I was feeling. When you see the signs, it's almost showing you that you're still having these thoughts and feelings control you instead of you being able to look at that and go, wow, that was a good experience. Okay, fine, moving on. So I agree with what Melissa said. It's kind of educating you about how you can learn to let go, showing you new ways to do it, showing the importance of letting go and so forth. And no matter who we are or what we go through, we've always got memories of things. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad, sometimes they're ugly. But the best choice we make about memories and thoughts is that we get power out of them. We learn from them rather than they're screwing with us or tormenting us. So I think your signs are actually showing a lot of the feelings that you've had. And as Melissa said, you felt like it's intrusion to your space in some sense. But you also want to recognize that you really hold the final key. You get to decide how you interpret it. And that's what's most empowering.
Well, I mean, so you think I should I've kind of felt that it might be because that she's not ready to be in a relationship, period, because, I mean, we text Look. Several times a month, and then it seems like sometimes when she responds, it's flirtatious. So it's like, you know, it's like she's waffling back and forth.
But, well, Martin, it's not healthy for you. It's not fair to you. It's toxic. It's messing with you, you know, and you're ready to be involved, but this is not where you need to put your energy.
Okay.
That's
yeah,
what's
really.
Being shared with me by your guide, so, you know.
Let go. Let the game change.
Okay.
Don't
yeah,
do the
go
same
find
thing
love as... elsewhere. It's not fair to you what's going on. It's
okay.
You're
do
not,
you,
you're
do
not
you,
a
do
testing. You're not a testing ground. You're not somebody's testing ground, you know, and that's, it's, yeah. Yeah, once you get through this, you know, get some rose petals and smell them and just get lighter about it and then allow other things to come through and get out more, get out more, get out into the scene more. Let people get to know you.
You don't have to do this anymore. Do you see any potential person that could be that I could go into relationship at the moment?
Well, did you just hear the guidance that just came through? You got to kind of do the steps.
Okay.
You got to clear yourself of this and get some rose petals or something to just kind of lift that energy and then get out and be seen more and let people get to know you. But right now your ego is involved with this and you're caught up in all the fluff and drama of it and it's making you very unsteady. And it's making you question everything. And, you know, you want to be in a place of receptivity and joy and calm and self-love that you can love others. And this is just messing with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. All the best. Keep us posted.
Yeah, really, Martin. I think we all, because love and sex and relationships are some of the most complicated things human beings go through. We all have soulmates. We all have, first of all, we all have soulmates. Second of all, everything's a matter of compromise to some degree. So if you know you got soulmates and you know if there's going to be a compromise, be brave, be open, let things happen.
But the thing about soulmates is a soulmate may be someone from a soul group or something that you don't necessarily spend the rest of your life with either. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's where the trick
mm-hmm.
is too. A soulmate, you know, you can be soulmates with your best friend. You can be soulmates with somebody you just met at a grocery store because you're part of the same soul path. But to have, like you're saying, a relationship, you know, it's a vulnerable place to be in. And the relationship becomes its own, it has its own soul as well. But two people
it
come
does.
Together with their souls, and the relationship has its own soul. So, you know, if you need to be alone for a while, that's really important work. And when you get ready, you meaning any of us, get ready to be with someone, that's a whole other thing, like you're saying, Gary. So there's nothing wrong with being alone, and there's nothing wrong with being in a relationship. It's just where your soul and your spirit are guiding you. So don't feel like you're being punished, or don't feel like you're a bad person if you are not in a relationship, and if you're in a relationship that you need to get out of, trust that. And then if you're in a great relationship, you know, trust that too. There's so many different things we go through in our process.
Amen. And there are cycles. We all go through
mm-hmm.
cycles. You know, there's times of more and times of less, and that's just the way it is. But, I like
feast
your words.
Famine.
You choose your words well, Melissa. You said let and allow, and that's the way I feel about it. Don't fight life. Let it happen for you. Open yourself up. Use the magic. It's not a war. It's a flow. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's an art.
Ooh,
okay,
I love that. Life is an art. You better write that down. That's the title of your next book, Gary.
Well, it is.
Life is
an
art.
It's
an
art.
It's beautiful. You know, some people's souls, some people's paths do the battles. Some people have to do this,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily with other people at all. You know, it may be intergalactic or it may be with other people, you know, and some people get a different approach. And, you know, we all come to a place, you know, I guess it's that proverbial fork in the road, where we talk, you know, the road less taken or the road less traveled,
mm-hmm.
you know, Scott Peck and all that. But we do make those decisions as long as we're listening to our true will, that still, what they call it, the still small voice within, we're going to do okay. It's when we let our free will take over and mess with our heads, and we even need those lessons so that we know how to recognize the voice and
mm-hmm.
make better choices. Because like you're saying, when we allow, that means we're really listening. We're really taking that leap of faith and trusting our intuition, and we're listening to that small voice. And that takes time and practice. It doesn't happen overnight.
It is a matter of practice. You know, I always use music as a metaphor. Music is practice. You get better at music by practicing. You get better at life
mm-hmm.
by practicing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Melissa, you and I are going to practice on area code 215. 215, are you with us?
Hello.
Hello, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Natalie.
Natalie,
hi.
Good to have you with us.
Thanks. I was wondering if I could trust my sister with this whole inheritance thing going on.
Oh, big question. I'm sorry, that was huge. Keep
yeah,
going.
I know it was.
Oh, dear. If you even have to ask, you know you got to be careful.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to buy the house, and just things are just going crazy.
Right, because she doesn't think that you deserve all of it. She doesn't
think,
you know.
Yeah, well, I don't understand.
Because she's got issues with you know, mommy-daddy issues. She's got issues. So you have to remain very neutral. And do you have your own sort of representation in this situation?
Yes.
Okay, so let your representation handle this. You've got to stay really neutral, because if you sneeze the wrong way, she's going to try to use it against you. It's her issue, though. Okay, Natalie, you haven't done anything wrong. It's like these are her issues. She just has issues. She has problems. She just things that she didn't get in her childhood are now rearing their ugly head. And so instead of her taking the time and the opportunity to take, you know, face it and embrace it. I always say face it, embrace it, erase it. We can't always erase it. She's projecting it all onto you.
Yes,
so you're
I
like,
know.
You're like the bad parent instead of being the sister who is trying to deal with loss and grief and, you know, all of that and celebrating. So you just state that the key for you is neutrality. No matter how much your buttons get pushed, bite your cheeks, bite your tongue, and let your representation handle it. And you can bitch and moan to your representation. Don't worry about that. That's confidential. But, yeah. She's walking a short plank, your sister. She's going to end up with nothing if she continues, though, the way she's doing.
Is she going to sell me the house?
Through your representation, you're going to have to stay on it. You're going to have to stay on it. If she thinks that there's something in it for her, it's going to go more smoothly. So, you know, that's kind of the approach that your representation needs to take. It's for your best interest, sis, to do this. You don't have to do property taxes anymore. You won't have to do roof repair anymore. Your sister's in a position that she can handle it. Let's sign the papers. That kind of approach. Does that make sense?
Right. Well, that's what I was wondering, too. Can I handle it? Like, oh, God.
You've got to. Can you handle the house? Do you
yeah.
have a partner? Yeah, with a partner. Do you have a partner? It feels like there's somebody in your life.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, with that support, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gary?
Oh, had my mute on here. I was listening to you. I'll tell you what, Natalie, let me take a different approach. I'll kind of look at what I'm seeing over the next couple months with that involved. Would that be okay?
Thank you.
Okay, and just to let you callers know, 920 and 315, we're going to get to both of you, so stay with us. Natalie, what I do, I'm using 16 stones here, and I'm going to kind of look at a pattern overall and look at, of course, a lot of the issues you mentioned. I charge these stones up, put your energy into them, and all you have to do, Natalie, whenever it feels right, is one time very clearly just say drop. I'll drop the stones. I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Okay. Okay. Drop.
I just dropped when you said okay.
Okay,
you're
that's good, yeah.
Yeah, you're going through a lot of fresh changes now, and I feel like these are very empowering changes, because I feel like you dealing with your sister in this place. I've got the play stone, love stone, which means family, and commitment stone all close together here. And it feels like this is a period for you to really learn to be brave, learn to be strong, learn to break your patterns of maybe doubt and uncertainty, that sort of thing. And this the whole thing you're going through with this house and this relationship is part of you finding new strength and ground within yourself spiritually, so you can manage not only what you're going through now, but manage a lot of other things in your life in a less stressful way than perhaps this has been, or other things you want to limit the stress in your life. So as you go through this first week or two, really expand your whole thinking concept about things, how you're going to make this a win-win as best as possible. You're going to fight for what's right, but you're going to come at it from a point of power rather than frustration, and a point of the best way you see of honesty and integrity And that feels like it brings you good rewards here in about the second, third, and fourth week here. And by the fifth and sixth week, moving on, I think things are quite clear for you. There's a lot of exuberance. There's a lot of good things about your plans, your house, your life. And from the 7th to the 10th week on, or from the 8th to the 10th week on, you're going to kind of realize what this confrontation, why it came to be, and why it had to come into play, and why it's getting cleared out, and what you learned, and what was learned. So it's going to serve a good purpose, even though it's kind of confusing and ugly right now. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Okay, well, go with that, Natalie. You got the Melissa Burger and the Gary Wimmer Burger. And we hope you've had a good evening, my dear.
Thank you. You guys were awesome.
Hey, you too, Natalie. Take care.
Have a good night, girl. Moving on to area code 920. Good to have you with us, 920. And who are we speaking with?
Thank you. Glad to be here. My name is Penny.
Oh,
Penny,
what a great
is that
name.
Correct?
Yes. Yep. Penny.
Hi, Penny.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
You got it, Melissa. Penny, Penny,
okay.
Melissa.
How can we help you, Miss Penny?
I'm wondering what messages you get from me as far as work or relationships.
Pick one or the other, okay?
Work.
Okay. Are you thinking of switching jobs? It feels like you're at
yes.
a crossroads.
Yeah, I just changed jobs and it's not a fit, so.
Okay. So this new place, it feels like there's like a secret society. There's like the secret society behind the scenes that, you know, you don't want to have to play games where you work. So stay nose to the grindstone since you just started there and allow little information from here and from that person and just let it sort of filter through so that you don't get caught up in other people's drama, okay? Because you're
okay.
in a position now that you're going to be able to move forward and there's a lot of pettiness. You know, anytime you get in any kind of job, there's behind the scenes pettiness and all that stuff. So you're not, that's not who you are. You're
mm-hmm.
someone who comes in, you work hard, you're focused, you want to grow, you want to learn. And so if you keep a position of just sort of letting it sort of waft past you, then people will go, oh, she's so diligent in her work, as opposed to what's wrong with her? Why doesn't she want to participate? Just stay that course. Just stay with the fact you know what your intention is for being at that job. You're going to do great there.
Okay, do you see it changing anytime soon?
As far as?
Something that's a better fit? I'm hoping that they'll let me transfer within the system to
you
a different
give it a
area.
Few, yeah, you got to give it a few months because you just got this. So give it a few months to kind of get your feet wet and grounded at the same time and just be patient. Let them see how good you are so that you can move on.
Okay.
As opposed to being, you know, I got to move on and I'm really not happy. Just let them see how good you are so that they go, you know, we have this place for you, by the way, Penny, and would you be interested? And then, you know, let them come to you with a couple of offers.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to relax a little bit more, chill a little bit more.
I do, you're right.
Gary, did you want to lithomancy?
Yeah, do you want Yeah, I'll do. Do you want to talk? I'll look into what looks for you for relationships. I was one thing you said, Melissa. I forgot how you worded it, but it had something to do with selling yourself, believing in yourself. I've been a musician my whole life, and to be honest with you, folks, I'm a crappy singer, and I managed to make a career out of it because I had an attitude, and I had energy, and I had enthusiasm, and they didn't realize. Well, they looked over my half-ass singing just because. You know, if you put out a smile and a soul and you laugh at yourself, people laugh with you and they have a good time and the world
but
works.
But you're a good guitar player, right? So
you
yeah,
had that
but
I
too.
Had to be. If I wasn't
yeah.
a good guitar player, they wouldn't even let me in the club or on the
right.
stage.
Right. So I mean, your singing was like a storyteller. You're like a storyteller, and that's
More
what
so,
people
correct.
Were really drawn to. Yeah, people were really attracted to that because you told the truth with your music. Just saying,
yep.
we're getting guidance. It's just coming through.
There you go.
Whoa.
And Penny, meanwhile, I've been charging these stones up, my dear, and all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you what I see about love, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Well, actually, it feels like you're going through this period in the next couple of weeks when you're really like stabilizing some things about yourself. You're about to enter a period here where you feel really better about yourself. Part of it is career, but it affects how you feel more adventuresome. Now, you're single right now, correct?
Right.
Yeah, well, it feels like...
Oh, you say that so sadly.
Yeah, really,
it's been
really.
A long time. I feel like a part of me is missing that, but... Okay.
Well, we all go through cycles, girl, we really do. But what I'm feeling is, like you said, almost like you're ready for it now. And when you're ready for it, you're ready to be more open, to be more experimental, to worry less, to just feel good about things, to put out this glow. Just as I was saying, and I was complimenting Melissa, audiences put up with me because I had a good attitude and played good guitar. It's not the pimples on our butts that stop us from being happy. It's the fact that we don't smile with our best energy. You with me?
You yes, put that well out, said.
You put that out, Penny, 100%, your confidence and your glow, and that's what you're heading into in this period, and that's why I think this is really going to help you heal over a lot of disappointments in the past. And I tell you, I do a lot of readings for ladies, and I don't know one woman who hasn't been upset about a relationship, because y'all are real complex, and we kind of blow it off and move on, and y'all take things very heavy and personal. You're made that way. You got to be. Mm-hmm. You have children. You got to be intense. Or you got to be more, not quite as laissez-faire as men get by being, you know, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But as you go through this first week or two of you feeling this confidence in yourself, you're ready to, that adds to itself. And it not only heals you from the past, but by the 6th and 7th and 8th week here, I feel like you're probably going to be moving in that direction. So that's about the time you should really start putting yourself out, getting out there, being more social, taking chances.
Okay.
That make sense to you, girl? And that's what's
going
to bring you, that's what's going to bring you the things you really want as far as someone who's close, someone who's in your life, someone who is like compatible friends, not just a date, but people who are close friends. It's because you're shifting gears and saying to yourself, by God, I'm worth a damn right. I'm worth a trophy. Say it to yourself, yeah. Girl, it's true. When you believe it, you can promote it. That makes sense to you?
It does. It really does. So thank
God
you.
Bless you, Penny.
Beautiful reading. Thank you.
God bless you, Penny. Moving on, this is area code 315, and next is going to be 404, and if we have time, 111, but 315, who are we speaking with?
Hey, Gary, it's Annette.
Annette, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, hon?
Oh, pretty good. Melissa, you want to take this?
No, I'll give this one
to
you. Hi, Annette. I'll give this one to you, Gary. Hi.
Okay, Annette, what's your question, girl?
Well, a couple weeks ago, I had Melissa read my chakras, and I did like a chakra clearing, and I wanted to know what you see with that.
What I feel like it did for you is it encouraged you to start spending, more time and energy on healing yourself on a lot of different levels. It's like you've opened the door, and it gave you some sort of feeling of power and relief and creativity, and it indicated to you that you're probably more flexible and can change more than you realized. And all those seem like they're good points. It's not like you finished. It's not like you finished and won the trophy, but you're out on the racetrack now. You're not sitting in the bleachers. Does that make sense to you?
I hope so. I have a question with that. That goes along with it. When you do a chakra clearing, do you tend to ache after, you know, from the clearing?
Everybody's different. I think, Annette, when they do that, I think that it wouldn't surprise me if you were kind of tired afterwards. If there's blocks in them, if they're not vibrating and spinning in the correct, you know, patterns, that's an adjustment in that organ. You're going to want to do it again then, and just make sure that you're balanced. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, honey. Okay. I was curious. Thank you so much.
All the best.
God bless you, Annette.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome.
You too. And again, Melissa, you said the key word, balance. We're always working on that, folks, and I'll tell you what, it's sure worth whatever work we put into it. Because if we're balanced, we can do a lot of things, make a lot of things work. So don't be afraid to work on yourself and getting balanced. It's important. Moving on to area code 404. Are you there with us, 404?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, what's your name, my dear?
Tamika.
Tamika?
Yes.
Hi, Tamika.
Okay, Tamika, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
How can we help you?
I just wanted to know, what did you see for me in the love department? I seen an ex of mine today. I don't know whether he saw me or not, but I don't know. I'm just thinking about love today.
Yeah, did that throw you off? It feels like it threw you off balance, just like Gary was saying. It feels like it really kind of took the wind out of your sails, and, you know, you've moved past that kind of communication with someone, Tamika. It's not what you really are in the market for, so, you know, grieve this a little bit. You can light a candle and say a little prayer and invocation and just bless it and send it off. It feels like you've needed some downtime. It feels like you've needed some time just to get to know yourself again. And if you can go, it feels like you need to get to, like, if somebody's having a party or, you know, I'm hearing spring and I'm hearing, like, cruises and spring and, all, you know, that idea of just being more festive. Having more festive experiences so that you can kind of figure out what that feels good. This feels good to be excited about this. It feels good to be festive about this. And just kind of, you know, check it all out. If people invite you to parties, definitely go. You know, especially if they're like, you know, oh, my best friend's got some friends coming to the party. Oh, I get to meet some new people kind of thing. It's like that whole social networking in person, not on Facebook kind of thing that needs to happen for you. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be all right. I'm so sorry you had to go through that. It's like everybody's having a clean house right now, you know, and sometimes people come in and they come out just to kind of remind us why we're not having those people around us. It just pushes our buttons and really POs us. But then we take a deep breath, we grieve a little bit, we mourn, and we move forward. Gary?
Amen. Amen. Moving forward. Take a deep breath. Moving forward. The past is real. It's something we went through, but it's something we should learn from and let go of. And the reason I can say that like a pro, it's taken me a long time to learn to let go of the past. And once I finally learned to just completely let go of it, I'm 66. It was probably the last 10 years or so. Wow, what a relief that is. Like they say about Alka-Seltzer, you know? Like, wow, I'm not carrying all that karmic congestion around in my mind and in my soul. So, Tamika, the best to you. Stay inspired, girl. And remember, this is the first day of the rest of your life. And how you interpret this moment and this next day or 24 hours is how you're going to see it work for you. Don't discount that. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yep, it does.
See the glass half full and let the universe add to it.
Okay.
Take care, Tamika. Don't worry about it. You didn't do anything wrong, okay? Just keep moving forward.
I just have to cut her off. I'm sure she said something appreciative. Sorry, Tamika, I got the mic off a little bit before the last word. But we've got 111111. Now, we've got two here. This is the first one that called in. So if we have time, we'll get to the other 111.
Now, we had 111 last time. I wonder if this is a new 111.
Well, we've got two. Can you hear me, 111? Hello? I can hear you, 111. Are you there? Hello? Well, the other 111 has not pushed in to the host room. So the other 111... if you want a reading, press 1, and we will know you're in the host room. And if not, we'll come back to this 111. So, Melissa, we seem to have a little pause right here. My dear, tell us a little bit more about yourself, how to get a hold of you, what you do. And
people
may want a longer reading.
Yeah, please call us for readings. You know, this is just a tip of the iceberg. You can get a hold of me through Jethro Smith Psychics Gone Wild, because that's where Gary and I are transmitting from, or you can get a hold of me at maberman arts@gmail.com. I don't do free readings with that. It's just to set up appointments. So don't email me and go, I won't respond. But if you're emailing me to set up an appointment, I will respond, okay?
God bless, and you could find me through Psychics Gone Wild, Gary Wimmer, or you can Google GaryWimmer. You'll land on my website, or you can go Google Lithomancy, LITHOMANCY, or go to lithomancy.com. You'll find me, Gary Wimmer, or Lithomancy, or Reading Stones. We're going to have time for one more reading, probably, and this is the other 111111. Are you there, 111?
Yes, hello.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
Hi. My name is Patricia.
Patricia?
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. How are you
Melissa.
All?
Melissa, that's her beautiful voice. Melissa, this is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Yes.
How can we
Hi,
help
Melissa.
You? Hi.
I just want to know, housing-wise, should, let's see, wondering if I should just go on and just get another job while I'm in school to have that extra income, just to be in a regular size, a non-senior apartment or non-low-income apartment, or should I go through low-income and dealing with HUD and
No,
basically?
Do the first choice. First choice is it gives you more independence. And
yeah.
it's going to be a temporary situation that you'll have to work that hard, but it's going to make you feel so successful that you did this for yourself.
Okay.
Champion yourself.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
My whole body just went into chills, and I always know that is like beyond, that's like ordained.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Patricia. All the best.
Thank you.
Sure.
God bless you, Patricia. We have about less than 2 minutes, so I'm going to take area code 314 real quick. 314, are you with us?
You got me?
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
Thank you. It's Joni here in St. Louis, Missouri. Jonesy Wells.
Joni, how can I help you, my dear?
Hi.
You
want a Yeah, I want a quickie. I just happened to sign on. I see some of my good buddies here online. My cat, Al, dropped dead for me about a week and a half ago, and I'm just a mess. And I know it's the last minute, but he was a love of mine, and I don't know if I can tell you anything or you can pick anything up. I do have two other cats right now, but,
Well, you know,
my
lady is, she grew up in Arizona and knows a lot about Indians, animal spirits. About 30, 40 years ago, actually about 40 years ago, when I was first getting into psychic ability, I didn't quite understand the concepts of animal spirits. And now I really
mm-hmm.
do. I've learned to really mm-hmm. appreciate, and so do you, Joni, and you know that.
I
With
know.
Me? You know
yes,
that.
Yes.
You know that the spirit of your animals is around you currently, and the ones that have gone on are still around you. You know that. So I wouldn't feel frustrated about the loss. I would feel high that the fact that the animal spirit is still there, circulating
yeah.
around. You can feel it. It's almost...
I know. Joni, shush. I'm giving you the floor. I have joy in me still. It's just this, and I know the shift from him leaving is shifting me kind of in a place of coming out and awakening and completely being scared. Like I stayed in bed all day.
Well,
but
you have to honor the passing. You have to honor
yeah.
the loss, which you're doing. And then, you know, once he gets acclimated to his new world, you'll be better with it. But, you know, as a human being, and that is that whole ceremony, of course, Native American and all of that beautiful, 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 rites of passage, you have to honor this. So you just have to calm down a little bit. You did everything you could. It's his soul's path. So retreat a little bit. Take some time to just honor the passing, and just let it just be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give yourself a break, Joni. We've only got 20 seconds. God bless you, Joni.
God
bless
you,
all you callers. Love to be with you, Melissa. We'll see you next week. All you
all
folks,
right, Mr. Gary.
Let your friends know. See you
yes,
next
thank
month.
Thank you to everybody who called in. Take care, everybody. Happy 1st of September. Thanks, Gary.
Amen. Happy Labor Day. See you next Monday, folks. Have a good weekend. God bless.